Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Samach Dalet. We're holding at the second line. So yesterday we said, we finished up the dinim of the Mekomot that we're supposed to, how we learned it out of the Pasuk. And now we just want to go back to the overall statement of the Mishnah to make sure that we have clear what the Mekorot are for all of the things that the Keren Dromit Maravit was used for. So remember that the Keren Dromit Maravit, it turns out, is a very unique Keren. It's the only Keren on the Tzad Doraim that has a Yesod. And it's the only place where it's possible to be Yotze, the two elements of Pnei HaMizbeach and Lifnei Hashem. Either to be Yotze totally, if you hold Kol HaMizbeach B'tzof, it means that that corner was exactly both the Pnei HaMizbeach and Lifnei Hashem. Or it's as close as you can get, depending if you hold the Rebbe Elazar, you hold the Chachamim. So that particular placement, that unique placement, is also part of the reason that we have six different things that were done in that corner. And three of the things are Lamala, and three of the things are Lamata. So we started off, the reason we bring it over here is because of the Chatat HaOf. Once we're talking about the Chatat HaOf, which was done, obviously, on the ground, not on the top of the Mizbeach, on the Keren Dromit Maravit. We want to get into the other things that happens over there. So we had, on the Lamata, we had, of course, this, that we just spoke about. And this is the Chatat HaOf. We also spoke about Hagasha. How do we know that we do Hagashat HaMincha in that corner? Again, because the Pasuk requires two things which sound contradictory, which is that it's al pnei hamizbeach and it's lifnei Hashem, so therefore we know the hagasha has to be there. And we learn out the chatat, we learn out mincha from chatat, because the mincha is also called chatat, as we said yesterday. Plus, we know that the shiore hadam has to be nizrak on the yisod in that place. Lamala, you'll remember, is that we have the two nisuchim, nisuch hayayin, nisuch hamayim, and then, even though normally olat ha'of is done on the eastern side, which is the turn right, for some reason, when there's a lot of traffic, we go over here. The Gemara has to go through why exactly we choose this particular corner for those things. And that's what we want to see today. So, Shlosha Dvarim, first the Mishnah says there's three things, Haita Meshameshet Lamata, and that is the Chatat, of the Hagashat Hamincha, and the Zrikat Shiarei Hadam. The Mekorot, we just went through the Mekorot, the Chatat HaOf, we went through how we learn out the Chatat, that we learn out the Chatat from the Mincha and the Hagashot, we learn the Gisha, we dash from the contradiction, which is the Hagashah is Al HaMizbeach, we have, is it Al HaMizbeach, is it Lifnei Hashem, and then we have the Shiorei Hadam, from Vet Kodam, Hapar Yishpoch, El Yesod HaMizbeach, and remember that earlier we learned that means makish yivigatom and akevash yitziatom and erichal. The whole discussion over there, whether we should be makish somochlo and so on. So that was the makor for all of those things. And then shlosha dvarim milamala, and that was nisach hamayin, nisach hayayin, and olat ha'of kishi rabba b'mizrach. Now, where do we get this from? My time. Rabbi Yochanan and Omar. Look, these things are essentially our logistics. I mean, before we said the minanimile. But here we can minanimile because it's not that it's a makor in the pasuk. It's that what we're trying to figure out is what is the best thing to do logistically. So says Rabbi Yochanan, look, if you cannot do the olat ha'of on the mizrach side, then the next best thing is to do it in that corner because that's as close as you're going to get to the Beit HaDeshen. Now the Beit HaDeshen was to the right, meaning to the Mizrach of the Kevesh, and it was 10 Amot from the end of the Kevesh, as we're going to see. And as Rabbi Yochanan points out, if you consider a case where the Olat HaOf is done on the western side, because there's too much traffic on the east, then this guy has...
It's done on the east and there's too much traffic on the west.
No, it's done on the west because there's too much traffic on the east. Kishar Rabba,
then it's
B'Mizrach. No, Kishar Rabba, it's B'Mizrach. When it's Rabba, B'Mizrach. Kishi Roba b'Mizrach, then you move to the Ma'arav. So on the rare occasion where you have to go to the Ma'arav, then that Kohen has got to be working out in order to be able to get this done, because this is going to be very tough. Why? Because, look.
What does it mean, Shlesha, things are done on the Ma'arav on that side?
When there's too much traffic on the Mizrach, then it's done on the Ma'arav. No. Now, in Lecha, Kalbo Fot Yotermi Mur Avanotzana, consider how difficult it is to throw something that's light. Because it's very easy to throw something where you don't have to buck the resistance of the air. If you want to throw a rock, you're fine to throw a rock. You want to throw a feather, it's very difficult to throw a feather. And over here, in Lecha Kalbo Fot Yotermi Mur Avanotzana, the lightest thing in the bird is the murah and the notzah, which is you're cutting out the crop, the little bit of intestine, and it will pull out with it together with some feathers. You know, what does that weigh? Imagine how much resistance it has compared to its surface area. And the kohen may have to throw that. Ba'amim shakohen zorek yoter mishloshim ama. You'll have to throw it 50 feet.
But he's throwing it over the raft to the other side?
We're going to see right now how we work that out. Why do I say that? It's not, if you take a look here at we're not bringing a riot from directly, but I want to show you where it is that the Beit HaDeshen was from this Mishnah. And now, based on that, the Mishnah in Tamid, now you're going to figure out for yourself why I say it's more than 30 amos. Because there it says, when it comes to the din of Trumat HaDeshen, remember that the Trumat HaDeshen was a formal taking off one shovel of Deshen from the Mizbeach, and that shovel was put in a special place next to the Mizbeach, where it miraculously was absorbed into the earth. That was called the Mokam HaDeshen. So the Kohen would take a silver machata, a silver shovel, the Alal Rosh HaMizbeach would go up to the top, upinata gecholim elach v'elach, he would then take the upper gecholim and spread them to two sides, get into the inside of the pile. The chataminama ukalota pnimioti would take the most burned internal things that were inside on the bottom, take a shovel full of that, vioreid, come back off of the mizbeach, higia l'ritzpa. Now there was no exit ramp here. It's interesting, we call it a ramp, just like over here at the Kevesh. The Kevesh had an exit ramp, but that was on the other side, when you were going to the Ma'arav. But over here, you're going to be turning, when you get off of the Kevesh, you're going to be turning left, which is towards the Mizrach, and therefore there was no exit ramp. So when you got down to the floor, to the Ritzpah, you then turn around, you make a U-turn, and you're now facing north. You continue walking along where on your left is the right-hand side of the Kevesh, that is to say the eastern side of the Kevesh. You walk about Eser Amot, and there you put the gecholim on the ground. Tzavarta gecholim al gabe haritzpah, about three tvachim away from the edge of the eastern side of the Kevesh. Rochok min haKevesh shlosha tvachim. And that is the same place. And here's what I want to point out to you, says Rabbi Yochanan, because the Mishnah says that is the same place where makom shenotnim murav venotza. It's the place where you'll put the murav venotza of the chatata of. And it's also a place where you put the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, in the Ketoret, and from the menorah when you're Madash in the menorah. That's 30 Amot. Now let's figure out how that's 30 Amot. First, let's take a look at the picture. Okay. So here, you've got the Mizbeach, and the little spot over here is the Mokam HaDeshen.
Drainage area. It's a little drainage area.
You know, it looks like a drainage area, but it must be not be covered. So you would come down off of the Kevesh, straight down, no exit ramp, you'd have to come all the way to the floor, there's no shortcut, make a U-turn on your left, by turning to your left a U-turn, not to your right, and then you're walking along the right-hand side of the Kevesh, and your own right hand is facing the east, towards Shar Nikanor. Walk about 10 amot, and you put it down on the floor right here. Now that means that in order to get from this corner here which is the on top of the Mizbeach, to here, we can easily figure out the sides of this triangle. The triangle being from here, here, and then the hypotenuse is there. So in other words, first let's figure out, okay, what's the base of the triangle? Base of the triangle is the distance from where the Kohen is standing to the edge of the Kevesh, plus 3 tefach. Right? Okay, so how much is that? Well, the Kevesh is 16 amot. Right, we know, because it was half the size of the Mizbeach. And the Kohen is standing on the very edge of the Mizbeach, but it's not the very edge of the 32 of the Mizbeach, because you have to take off. So let's say we have 8 on either side. Kevesh is 16. 8 and 8 is 32, but that's 8 towards the bottom. Take off of that 8. Ama Yesod, Ama Sovev. Now you're left with 6. Mokom Akronot. Because the Kohen is not standing on the Keren. He's standing on the area where the Kohen could stand. Let's take off another Ama. For that, 5. So you have 5 Amot along the base, 16 Amot along the base for the, till the edge of the Kevesh, plus another 3 Tvachim, right? Plus, don't forget about the fact that the Kohen is not standing on the base. He's a little bit towards the north because he can't be at the Keren, which is the place where the Kevesh ends. So you're going to have to add the hypotenuse of the one by one to include that. Although, obviously, his hand is extending up. So that part is approximate. But so if you talk about the 5 plus the 16, you've got 21, plus the 3 tvachim, plus the fact that the Kohen is a little bit away from the edge because of the Keren, and another, let's make it 22. Just keep it even. And, of course, it's very good to keep it even because we also have 22 in the other direction. Since the entire Kevesh from the top in terms of floor space is 32, you walk down to the bottom at the beginning of the Kevesh, turn around, made a U-turn, and walk 10. So that means you're 22. Ha, beautiful. So you got 22 by 22. You when you turn around, it says you walk 10 amot to get to this black spot, which is the Mokom HaDeshe. So you have a base of the triangle here is 22. This side is 22. And now the hypotenuse. So that would be the square root then of basically you, what we do lahalacha is we take 1.4. as being the square root of 2, we'll just multiply that times the total, and it ends up being 31 if we add it to the 22 plus. Which is funny because he said 30. If you multiply by 1.4, so you're over 31. Uh-oh. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. You can't do simple arithmetic. What are you telling me, 30, more than 30? What do you think, I'm a kid? I did that the moment you said it. I did it in my head, obviously. It's more than 31. What did it tell me? 34. Well, that's because Rabbi Yochanan wants to keep it down. I mean, Mokom Gavri Lo Kachosh. Look, the man himself is standing in that place. You can't count that as an entire Amma away. The Kohen's in that Amma. So I'm going to call that another Amma away. That's where his hand is. So keep it even down. Make it 21. It still comes out to more than 30. I mean, can you imagine throwing something like that, more than 30 amot? That's crazy. So obviously, it's not where we're going to want to do it l'chatchila. We want to keep things easy. If there's too much traffic, where's the next closest place you can get that is still on top of the Mizbeach? Because we know the Olat Ha'of is Lamala. Closest you can get to it is the other side. So at least there you'll be as close as you can be to the Mokom HaDeshe.
Is it the eastern side now?
No, the western side.
That's where he was.
Yeah, but why there? Because if you'd have to be away from there in any direction. Remember, there's too much, there's a line that's gone all around the block to this side that is really next to the Mokom HaDeshe, which is the southern side. He's not going to wait for 3 hours to do his ayla. So what's the next closest place? It's around the other edge, which is the western side. That's what we're saying. So that's how we got there. So, but it's all a function of logistics. It's not like there's some magic that, the Pasuk says that has to be there. We don't have even on Emile. But at least you can see how difficult it would be. I mean, to go further than this would be outrageous. Now, the next thing that it said in the Mishnah, what have we got in there? Mm-hmm. Hopefully little pieces of tea and not a spider, right? Yeah. So, Kol Olim HaMizbeach, we said normally you go up the right side, because you're going to be making the right turn. And these three cases of the Nisach HaYayin, Nisach HaMayim, and the Olat HaOf, you don't go around the Mizbeach by making a right and taking the roundabout. Instead, you go directly to the left. Why? My time. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, well, again, it's all logistics. If you're going to bring up Nisachim, then Shamayit Ashnu. They're going to become disgusting, full of smoke, which passes then. So if you're going to have now the wine or the water, which will be smoky, then you're not going to be able to use it. Or at least it certainly won't be like Hatchpila, the correct type of Nisach. So therefore you can't walk around. The Olat HaOf, if you're going to walk around with the Olat HaOf, the bird may drop dead. Because there's so much smoke there. So maybe Ashan Amaracha, Shema Tamud Ba'ashan. What if the bird dies? Ask the Gemara, that can't be the reason. Because Veraminu, here we're talking now, specifically where a Kohen Gadol, now Kohen Gadol has a right to do whatever he wants, right? So the Mishnah says, if the Kohen Gadol decides that he's the one that wants to do all of the Avod, and he's going to be doing now the entire Tamid, so now he comes to be makif the Mizbeach. Mi'ayinu matchil. Why does he makif the Mizbeach? And here we're talking about where he's bringing now the Nesachim. He goes around the Mizbeach. And he goes from the Keren Dromit, Mizrachit, Mizrachit Tzvonit, Tzvonit Maravit, Maravit Dromit. So in other words, to get to the Maravit Dromit, he walked all the way around.
Is there an order when the Gemara puts Dromis Marav, is Marav Strikers?
Yeah, it's first. Normally, the Shita changes it. Whenever it says Dromit Maravit, it changes it to Maravit Dromit. V'notinim lo, now we give him the Yayin to be Manasseh. And initially, we didn't pay attention to those words. Because we thought what that meant was is that we tell him, okay, now be Manasseh. But we assume that he was carrying the Yayin with him the whole time. And in which case, you said it would be Nifsal. And over here, the Kohen Gadol goes all the way around. There's got to be another reason. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, all it says over here is that he walks around. Last time I heard, when you walk around, you don't walk on wine, you walk on your feet. Akofa Beregel. What does it say? Think about is holding the wine. Amar Rava, yeah, Dekanami. I mean, that's exactly what it says. Afterwards, what does it say? Notnim lo yayin lenesa. Doesn't say, look at any Omer lo Nasech. In other cases where Lechvod the Kohen Gadol, we make an announcement before he does things. See, that's what we thought it meant over here. But that's not what it says. It says we hand him the wine. If we hand him the wine, that means that we didn't want him to walk around with the wine. Well, we're not going to do this with every Kohen that's been Manasseh. We're doing it for the covenant of Kohen Gadol. So since he is not holding the wine, and if anything, it's a riot to me, says Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to make the Kohen Gadol walk all the way around, but a normal Kohen not. Ella, the pshat is that since the Kohen Gadol, we're going to hand him the wine. So there we have another Kohen that's involved. That other Kohen sits and waits patiently with the Yayin while the Kohen Gadol does the hakafas on his beah, and then we hand it to him. But the normal Kohen who's carrying whatever it is, his big benaseh, he's not going to be able to walk around because it's going to become mushan, and therefore it'll be nifsa. That little article you sent me has nothing to do with this Gemara at all. I don't know what you sent. The guy missed the point that we're talking about Yayin just as much as Yayin here. It has nothing to do with Yayin Ashan. Omar Rava Dekanami, no to Yayin Lanasek, look at Tani Omar Lanasek, Shema Mina. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Ha'olin LaMizbeach, Olin Derech Yamin, Yordin Derech Smol, they are Olim Derech Mizrach, V'yodin Derech Ma'arav. Okay, that makes sense. So they're on their right side, they're coming down, now they're going to be coming down the left side of the Kevesh, which means that basically they're on the east, and then they're coming down on the west, right? Except for anybody who's going up directly to the Keren Maravit Dromit, who's going to be making a left turn, instead of that right turn, as we said, because we don't want him messing things up, by going all the way around the roundabout on the top of the Mizbeach. So he, the Ola L'Shosh V'Armalalu, they go on the Ma'arav side, and they come down on the Ma'arav side, which means, now this doesn't make sense, which means that they're coming up on the right side and going down on the right side. What? What is that supposed to, what do you mean, on the right side? They're coming down on the left side. Isn't that the whole point? That's their smaller. Yes, says Ravina, boy, that, what a mix-up. Obviously, it should say to the left, not to the right. Rava said, no. It means exactly what it says. Because what we're looking for over here now is the right. So the question is, are we going to be mityachis to the right of the individual, or are we going to be mityachis to the right of the Mizbeach? If you're going to the Mizbeach directly, instead of being makif, so why should we call it to the left of the individual? Call it to the Mizbeach's right. Since we said yesterday we view the Mizbeach as essentially Pnei Mizbeach is facing you. At that point, the Mizbeach is looking at you. So then that means that you're going to the right of the Mizbeach. Same thing that we do, Richie. Same thing that we do when we back up and we bow by Shmoneh Esrei. So after we complete our tefillah, so we bow to the right, meaning the right of the Shechina. Right? So that's that. When we talk about that right, it's the right of the Shechina. Okay. So if that's the case, by the Mizbeach is the same thing. So when it says the Yamin, it means the Yamin of the Mizbeach. But when we said over there, Derech Smol, that was referring to Derech Smol in the first part, that was the Smol of the individual, which is fine, because there the Yamin we were bringing the Achis to was the Yamin of the individual. So, I mean, isn't that weird that we just select things as we like? I mean, you're talking about, in the same statement, you're talking about to the right means one direction of one part, and it means the opposite direction of the other part. That's a little confusing. So, nitne o idi the mizbeach, I mean, select your reference point. Either use the mizbeach as your reference point for right or left, or use the person as the reference point. I don't get why you're doing this. O idi vidi the gavra. No, kasha, that's a problem. I mean, it's obviously not a serious problem, because that's all very nice if you're writing for children. If you're writing something that has meaning in terms of right and left per se, then Enochinami, you want to stress the differences, that there's a meaning of the Kiddush of the right of the Mizbeach, there's a meaning of the Pnia of the individual to his Yamin, and it depends which one we're focusing on. I mean, from a purely logistical point of view, kasha, okay. But certainly I'm not going to pull back and say, let's change the gears and say small. That I'm not going to say. Dear President, Chatat Ha'Of, Ketzad Ayana Asim. How did we do the Chatat Ha'Of? Obviously, to those next words are a bit insane. Allah La Tevesh, why in the world, if we do the Chatat Ha'Of, where does the Chatat Ha'Of have to be done? On the bottom. Why would we go up to the Kevesh? So that's obviously a insertion from the Mishnah that follows, which is Olakov Ketzad Ha'Tanase. Over here, there was no Aliyah LeKevesh. Stay on the ground. Keep your feet on the ground, fox. Hayom Olek et Rosha. That means don't go flying off the slopes. Hayom Olek. And he would then be Molek the Rosh, Mimul Orpa. And that would be Mimul Orpo. And there it says in the Torah, Velo Yavdil, Marak Balak Rosho. Mimul Arpo, which is at the end of the back of the head, facing now the part of the head that juts out, Mul, and he would not be Mavdil. So in other words, you do not separate the head from the Guf, which means that you can't even formally separate it. What does formally separate mean? To cut through both Simonim. If you cut through both Simonim, for all intents and purposes, the head is no longer functional for the Guf. And so therefore, you only cut through one simon instead of doing both, which anyway is kosher ba'of in a normal shechita, because you only have to be shechit the simon echad. Over here, you're melech simon echad, and you're not mavdil. And we'll see what happens if you are mavdil later. And you're maza midama al kiram mizbeach. You use the blood in the body itself to spritz onto the side of the mizbeach. And then the Shiarei Adam, Hayam Mitmatze Al HaYesod. You would squeeze out, you would then come, take the top of the body where it had been Moluk, and you squeeze out the Dam onto the side of the Mizbeach under pressure, you press it against the Mizbeach, and that blood now dribbles down to the area of the Yesod. You want to talk to a boss about that? You want the philosophical point or the I thought we were dealing with the Daf Yomi here. I didn't understand we were doing Zohar and Mar Levok here. Our president keeps a hand in everything. But I don't know. We're just taking the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Umolik. So, Ein lamizbeach el adama, the speaker chatat, the Kohanim eat the basar. And that's it. There's nothing else. So the only thing that gets to the mizbeach of the chatas ha'of is the dama chatat, and any meat that's there goes to the Kohanim. The kula, the Kohanim. Tana Rabbana. The Torah says, V'yiza midama chatat al kir ha'mizbeach. And remember that the continuation of that pasuk is V'hanishar badam yimatzei El yisad mizbeach ha'chatat. El yisad mizbeach. So the kir ha'mizbeach, says the Gemara, that's got to mean now that place that we just said. So first of all, when it says midama chatat means the dam that's in the chatat. And it's biguf ha'chatat. How do I do that? Ha'ketzah. Ochez barosh baguf, being as they haven't been separated. Umaze alkir hamizbeach. And then, as it says, alkir hamizbeach, that means kir hamizbeach. Not the kevesh, not the kir of the eichal, not the kir of the yulam. And which kir are we talking about? Clearly, the kir hatachton. What's so clear about that? I mean, yes, it says al yisod hamizbeach. But why dafka that kir? As a matter of fact, I would think it's a kal v'chomer that it has to be on the upper part of the mizbeach. Look, one way of considering the breakdown over here of the olas behema and olas ha'of and chatas behema, chatas ha'of, is not the way we have it in our simen, which everything is reversed, but simply look at it this way. Birds are given, the only place we know is by the olah. On the Eula, it says Beferish has to be on top. So if the Eula Sa'of needs to be on top, despite the fact that the Olat HaBehema is Lamata, the Chatas, where even the Chatas Behema is Lamala, Koshekein, the Chatas Sa'of should be Lamala, if that's the way you want to set it up. That it's a function of Of going up, Behema going down, but Chet brings it back up, so to speak. So the Chatas should always be up, Koshekein the Chatas Ha'of should be up. So why not look at it like that? So v'dinu, uma behima, if la livestock, where olata, and even the olata behima is still on the bottom, but the chatat is lamala, so koshekein an oath, where the ola of the oath is lamala, so koshekein the chatat of the oath should be lamala. What gives you the idea that you should do the chatat lamata? Therefore, continues the pasuk, v'hanishar badam yimatzei el yisod hamizbeach, which means that you're going to be squeezing this blood on the place, and therefore this part, the kir, when it's el kir hamizbeach, it's got to be the same kir where the shiraim that you're squeezing would end up dribbling down to the yisod. Now, if you're on the upper part of the mizbeach, why would the blood dribble down to the yisod? It's going to dribble down and hit the sovev. Who's to say that it's going to get down to the yisod? Therefore, Ezes, it's got to be the kirat tachton. Ask the Gemara, who's to say that the... Why does the first dam, al kira mizbeach, why does that relate to the second dam, which is the mitzui? Do the zrika of the dam lamala, walk down, the same way you would do for the actual chatas behema. You would walk down after you bring the dam on the kronot, and then you would pour the shirayim on the bottom. Since the mitzvah over here is the equivalent of the shirayim of the behema, who's to stop you from explaining that the pasuk means do exactly what you would do as for chatas behema, kol shekein do the chatas ha'of lamala, then walk down, turn around, come over to the yisod hamizbeach on the bottom, and be mematzeh from the dam. I mean, it makes perfectly good sense. So why not say v'naved me'eloi, let him do it on top, and then come down and complete the mitzui of the dam, which is the shirai milamata. V'oda navin mitatui. Oh, it says, Rav, you're not reading this pasuk right. Look carefully. Does it say yamtzeh el yisod hamizbeach? Does it say the Kohen should squeeze? Isn't that what it should say? The Kohen should squeeze the dam actively the way it says it by the Behema, Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbeach. So instead of Yishpoch, say Yamtze. But it doesn't say that. Instead, it uses the passive tone, Yimatze, as if the Kohen isn't doing anything. And why would it say that? Because it has a double meaning over here. It means that the dam will drip down. Will drip down means that all of this dam is meant to be in a place where if it would drip down, it would drip down to the Yisod HaMizbeach. Besides, being as it talks about Mitzui, obviously somebody's got to be doing that Mitzui, so that's a separate issue. Fine, it also means to be Mimatse by squeezing. But that means that it's all talking about a place where the dam will end up coming to the Yisod HaMizbeach. Therefore, it has to be on the Kira Tachton. It can't possibly be on the Kira Elyon because it's using the passive voice, which means it's Memela. And that's Memela Mashma. If it's Memela, then that means that the entire dam had been put in a place where it could come down. So the Pashtus would have been if you would have said Yamtze, then it's telling the Kohen do something new. But now that it says Yimatze, it has a double meaning, that even the dam that we've been talking about a minute ago will end up to be found on the Yisod HaMizbeach. So we managed to say two things by changing the voice of this verb. Not Yamtze actively, but Yimatze. No, Yimatze is the passive. Shall be. You might say it shall be, not you will do, but shall be done. Shall be done is passive.
No.
You might say the blood will end up being in this way.
Yamtze
is the active.
Oh, so that would.
It would if it said Yamtze, which is what you expect, it would have been the equivalent of Yishpoch. But now that it says Yimatze, it's the equivalent of Yishafech.
Right.
Like, how's that going to happen? Sorry. Oh, it could be, maybe. Omar of Zutraba, Tuvia, Omara. Ketzad Mokin Chatata Of. How exactly is this Malika achieved? So now, the first approach that we have is pretty simple. Ochez Gapav B'Shteyat Spahot. V'shtei raglayim v'shtei etzpaot u'moteach tzavara arochav godlo u'molka. So now, according to this, what he's doing is, oh, you know, it doesn't have a picture of this. None of this is not that. This is the other approach. No, he doesn't have the sheet. Okay. Oh, I thought we would have a picture. Okay. According to this, it's quite simple. You put the bird in the palm of your hand. And then you put the bird in the palm of your hand, you put the wings of the bird between two fingers, these are your first two fingers, and you take the feet and you hold them between your last two fingers, that is your small finger and the one next to it, and then you pull its neck across your thumb, and then you're molek. Now then you'd have to be molek with your other hand. So that's not so difficult.
Hold it in your left hand.
You would hold it in your left, and you would use your thumb to go through the neck of your bite with your right hand. But in the Braita, it says that that's not how it was done. It was done with the tzipra milabar. That's this picture. The picture you're showing is the wrong picture. Yeah. So this picture is the tzipor is on the back of your hand. The tzipor is on the back of your hand. Here too, your ochez gapav b'shtei etzba'ot. You keep now the wings. They're going to be between your first two fingers, next to the thumb. Shtei raglayim b'shtei etzba'ot. And here you've got the 2 feet here from the other side. You can see how your pinky and the finger next to it hold the 2 feet. Okay, now moving to the other side, you then pull its neck over rochav shteya etzbaot. You pull its neck over the 2 fingers that are holding the wings. So now you've got your thumb free. And now you can use your actual thumb which is free, as long as you know how to move the top of your thumb separately from the bottom of your thumb. Now, that ain't easy. Yes.
Left hand?
No, right hand. Yes. According to this, right. So
you, everything is done in the,
yeah, that's how the Tosafot understands. So then you would be moter tzavaro roch of chesvot umolek. You would still use your thumb. Vizu avodaka shashu b'gita. This is really tough, right? Okay, so this is a difficult thing to do, and this is like the hardest thing you could possibly do. Well, Zoe, this is the hardest thing. I mean, there were other things, no? Vitulo, there aren't any other very difficult manipulations that a Kohen has to do with his fingers. By the way, even today we make a big deal about the Kohen and how he's going to hold his fingers, b'shas. I mean, that's minor. You know, b'shas the brachas to create the avirim, the separate avirim for the bracha. But this is really tough. I mean, you've got to practice a lot to be able to loosen your finger movements to be able to do such a thing. So there's also kamitza, and there's also chafina that requires a lot of loosening up, because the kamitza, as we're going to see later, you've got to be holding, this is really tough, you have to be holding your middle three fingers down on, cross your palm, but not against it, to leave room for the mincha, and you have to move your little finger and your thumb very carefully along the top without letting it go into the area where those three etzba'ot are, in order to make sure that you don't have any of the flour that's sticking out. So that's also tough. And the chafina, when you have to keep both of your hands together, use your thumbs to get up all the last piece of the ketoret into your palms when it's out of your palms, that sure ain't easy. So anyway, I mean, why you say this? Sorry, change that. Ela ema zo avoda kasha me avodot kashot shebeminta. Truth is, there are others, but this is one of them, is what we mean. So this is one of those tough jobs of manipulation that you need to learn and loosen up those fingers, Rich.
You need a patach for the comments.
Ah, very good. Yes, that's right. They were all guitar players. Okay, dear President.
Are you ready?
Zokta the commissioner.
Olata of Ketzaraita Naaseit. Alala Kevesh. Now here, of course, it makes sense, since the Olata of is done lamala. So you go up to the top of the Kevesh. Your panal is Sovev, and now you make that turn to the Sovev, and you follow the Keren Dromit Mizrachit, which is the normal place to do the Olata of. If there was too much that was going on there, then we said you would turn left. But normally this is the way you would go. And you would then be molek et rosha mimul orpa. And here you do have to be mavdil, as opposed to the chatat, where you're not allowed to be mavdil. There it says velo yavdil. Here in Bedafki, you do cut through both of the simanim. You're mematzei the dam on the kiram mizbeach, not like the chatas, where you have now the two separate things. Over here, you actually press it up against the Mizbeach. And as we'll see, this is going to be done two times. So you're mematzeh adam from the guf, that you take the head and you take the Beit Melikai, kif Beit Melikato l'Mizbeach, and you take now the place where the cut was. You press it up separately, because now you've got separate head and separate body. Press it up against the Mizbeach to get the little bit of blood that's left there. Put it onto the Mizbeach.
Are you on top of the Mizbeach?
Yeah, yes, this is an Olat Ha'of. It's always on top.
Do you have to bend down?
No. You're on the, you got off on the Sovev. Upanala Sovev. You took your first exit. On top in the sense of above the midpoint. Not on top literally. And then you put the whole thing into salt. Safgo b'melach. And then you throw it onto the fire on top. You have to do it by melach, because all korbanot required melach. Bala laguf. Now, take the body, and then you have to remove the mura notza, as we said. And together with the mura and the notza, come along the b'nei ame, ayim ayotzimim, whatever comes out when you pull out the crop. So there's also the esophagus and the stomach, and the intestines pulled out along with it. And that's thrown out to the Beit HaDeshen, as we saw before. And then shisa velo hivdil. Then you tear apart the bird, but you don't. In other words, it's like you do with the chicken, that you have the chicken is attached, but, you know, like when you make a stuffed chicken. And even if it did tear apart, even if it's still kosher, because obviously you finished, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point whether you throw the whole thing out. You don't require the bosser on the mizbeach as part of the kapora. Once you did the dam, you did the dam. So there's nothing you can do now to possible it. So if you tear it apart, you're not going to possible the karma. It doesn't make any difference. And this is the way to do it, l'chatchila. And then it would still be kosher, and you put that into the salt, and then you're zorek agave yishim. Now, if you weren't mesa the more, you weren't mesa the not south of the meayim, hayetzimima. You didn't put it b'melach. It doesn't matter, because kosher shino b'meyapshim mitzat dama, as long as the shinui was done after the mitzvah adam, it's kosher, just like any shinui done after zrika. If you were mavdil, however, before the zrika, which means that you cut through both simanim of the chatat, or you did the malika without cutting through both of the simanim of the ola, there the psul is before the zrika, then it would be possible. Mitzah edam arosh. Now, how about if you partially mess up the zrika, meaning the equivalent of zrika? You only do the mitzvah of the dam of the rosh, which we said was done separately, but you never did the mitzvah of the dam of the guf, then it's possible because most of the dam is in the guf. But if you were mematzin the dam aguf, but not the dam arosh, then it would be kosher. All to be discussed. Chatata of. Now, moving on into the next sugya, which is the issue of Shelo Lishma. So now that we've discussed the dinim of the chatat and olat ha'of vis-a-vis the respective behemah of those types of korbanos, and the differences in terms of the type of zrika and where it is that we do it on the mizbeach, we also want to talk about the other dinim in which they're similar. And that, of course, is the din of Shelo Lishma, in which a chatas is different than an oila. What better place to point out that those dinim are true by Ofot than in the very Mishnah, which just discussed the difference between the chatas and the Of when it comes to the placement and the type of malika, right? Okay, so we also want to tell you the difference when it comes to the din of Shelo Lishma. And once we tell you the din of Shelo Lishma, then the din of Shelo Lishma is going to have very important implications for Pigel. Because since the Pigel has to be carved matik and mitzvato, as we already saw, if you involve the machshevet Shelo Lishma in a chatata of, then you would wreck the pigel, you wouldn't be chayav karas. Mashenken, if you involved it in an ola, since the olata of is not going to be nifsal with the machshevet chutz Shelo Lishma, so then all you're left with is the machshevet chutz lizmano, which is karav amatik and mitzvah, so you see. So memela, it follows that everything now is nogea the Shelo Lishma. So let's, this we can do very quickly, because we already know all of these halachas in great detail from the whole first part of the Masechta, where we learned each one of these things separately. So therefore, starts the Gemara, starts the Mishnah. Chatata of Shemalka Shelo Lishma, or Mitzah Dama Shelo Lishma, or for that matter, it was partially Lishma, partially Shelo Lishma. We had all the Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, is that in the same Avedas, two Avedas? Or Shelo Lishma, Lishma, doesn't matter which one comes first, always possible. Olata of, however, would be kosher Shelo Lishma, except, just like the Behima, he'll have to bring another one to be Yotze. Echad chatata of, echad olata of, where you did the malika or the mitzui with the kavan of pigel, or chutz l'malkon. So there, the bakshava would be lechol davar shadako lechol, laktir davar shadako laktir. Chutz l'mikoma would be posel ve'im bokare. Chutz izmano would be pigel v'chayov and alafkare. But only if, bilvad, shiakriva matir kemitzvato. But in the anti-world of pigel, everything was done right for pigel. But if you messed up that pigel by doing something chutz l'mikoma, no, then it's not kosher pigel. Then you won't be chayov kares. So, therefore, when I say, Ketzad Karav HaMaktir Kemitzvato, these are all paraphrases of Mishnayot that we had earlier, Benogea Behema, and Pigo for Behema. So when I say, Karav HaMaktir Kemitzvato, what I mean is like this. If you did the Malika without saying anything, B'shtika, you didn't say, you're doing it Shelo Lishma, you didn't say you're doing it Chutz L'Mekomo, you just did it Stam, and now you're Mematze Dadam Chutz L'Zmano. Or you're Moilek Chutz Lizmano, then you do the Mitzvah B'shtika. Or for that matter, you do everything Chutz Lizmano. That's great. That's the way to do it. Zeh Shekarav Amatir k'mitzvato. When I say lo karav, Amatir k'mitzvato, I mean, you do the malika, chutz ulimikomo, and then you're mematz the dam, chutz lezmano, or maybe the opposite. You're melech chutz lezmano, you're mematz the dam, chutz lemekomo. Or for that matter, obviously, if you're melech, a mitzvah chutz lemekomo, or if you're talking about a chatas ha'o for you, involve the makshava of malika shelo lishma, or mitzvah chutz lezmano, or shemalak chutz lezmano mitzvah dam shelo lishma, or shemalak mitzvah dam shelo lishma. In all of these cases, because we're dealing with a chatas, you just messed up the pigo, because this is karav amati shelo kemitzvah, so you see. Now, when it comes to mixing metaphors, you're going to be ochel kezayit pachutz kezayit lemachar. Not the separate avodas, separate achilas. So the achila will be either a mixture of chutz lezmano, chutz lemekomo, not part of the avoda will be a mixture. Kezayit lemachar, kezayit pachutz. Or kechatzi zayit pachutz, kechatzi zayit lemachar, kechatzi zayit lemachar, kechatzi zayit pachutz. In all such cases, being as you involved a makshava of chutz lemekomo, and it wasn't purely chutz lezmano, it's possible, but ain't no karet. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, I disagree. Zehaklal, exactly as we had before by Behemoth. Im makshevet hazman kadma l'makshevet hamakom, if the makshevet hapigo comes first, then the pigo was already chal. And it's pigo, then you're chay of kares. You don't take off the chiyav of karet by having a makshava of chutz lemekomo or shelo lishma afterwards. But im makshevet hamakom kadma l'makshevet hazman, then it's pasul ve'im bo karet. V'chachonim amrim zeveze pasul ve'im bo karet. But if it comes to bin mitzarev, we were talking about if you had a makshava of achila chutz lemekomo and achila chutz lezmane. There we said, even though it's not pigo, but you could be mitzarev it. For that matter, even a chatzi zayit lemacher and a chatzi zayit b'chutz, you can also be mitzarev, even though you don't have a whole kezayit. But suppose you try to be mitzarev a chatzi zayit of achila with a chatzi zayit of aktora, both of them chutz lezmano. Is it at least possible? It's not even possible. It's kosher. She'en achila v'aktora mitztarfim, because you don't have a kezayit of anything. Since the minimal makshava of pigel is a kezayit, and you do not have a kezayit of achila, and you do not have a kezayit of aktora, achilat hamizbeach beloshen aktora. Remember, we said before that you could talk about consumption. If you use the concept of consumption as opposed to haktorah, in achinami it could be mitzarev. But here we're talking about haktorah. Achila and haktorah are not able to be mitzarev.
Now, there's a number of issues that I think it's important just to mention, because what we've been learning is not necessarily true according to all of the shitas. So, first of all, we need to recognize that according to the Rambam, it's clear, and you don't require now yamin for the achiza, but you do use the min and do the malika, even the way that we work out, not the way that the most Rishonim learn. And of course, this is a nogea, how to understand Zavada Kasha Shavimigdash, because in the way that the Shita reads over here, the reason it's so difficult is because you're holding the oaf in the same hand of the Yad Yamin that you're doing the Malika. So that, according to him, indeed, the whole point over here of this way that we've expressed it in the Gemara is to do it together. And that, of course, is very difficult, as you could see, how difficult it is to move your thumb in that way. So the question of how it is that the Rambam understands it to be so difficult is up in the air to some extent. Some other issues over here are as follows. When we talk about Havdalah versus Eino Mavdil, we've been following the Shita of Rashi all along here consistently, that the mitzvah of Havdalah is Nogea, the concept of Malika. So in other words, what we're talking about is Havdalah in terms of Shtei Simonim, whereas by Chatas, where it says Lo Yavdil, it means that you only do Simon Echad. But what's fascinating is that the Rambam Shita is not like that at all. The Rambam Shita that there is no Isser of Malika of Shnei Simonim by Chatas Ha'of, and the nature of Havdalah is to be mavdil totally the Rosh from the Guf, in which case an olat ha'ov is muvdal in such a way as is implied in the Mishnah. In other words, you need to take the Rosh and you put it in the salt and so on and so forth. That is very different, and you should remember that throughout the sugyas to come, when we learn the question of Havdalah, although we'll follow Rashi, there is definitely a very, very important alternative approach. And then there's another issue over here, and that is the issue of the mitzui, of the chatas and the oila. So according to, I'm talking about the mitzui, meaning of the equivalent of the shirayim. So Rashi consistently says that the meaning of the mitzui here is taking, he says, makif, you take the Beit Melikato l'mizbeach, and you press it against the Kerem Mizbeach, and the dam goes out. Now, the only problem is that Rashi himself seems to contradict himself in one place, which is in Menachot, where over there he says that you squeeze the oath, and that way you squirt the blood. Now, that means we've got three issues. We've got Hazoya, where you move the body as if you're swinging it towards the Mizbeach to get the blood out. Mitzui, where you would press it against the Mizbeach. And then you also have a schitat aguf, which forces out the blood bekoach, but through pressure. And that would even be from afar, which is definitely not what he's saying over here. Now, it could be indeed that Rashi holds, some of the achronim, including my uncle, the Amanazal, suggest this, that there's a difference between the mitzui of the Ola and the mitzui of the Chantas, because the mitzui of the Ola is its central avodah. The mitzui of the Chatat, even if it's Ma'akev, is not the avodah, it's the Shirayim. And that says we were Medayik, Yimatzeh. And therefore there may in fact be the Nafkamina of how it is that it would be done as well. Another fascinating halach is the Rambam's psak that mitzui chatato of is ma'akev, and nonetheless, when it comes to the din of being motzi midei nevila, the Rambam says that it's yotzi midei nevila miyad that you do the hazaya, even though you didn't do the mitzui. So this, of course, is one of the beautiful sugyas that's discussed by the Brisker. There's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim, who explains the Nafkamina in terms of what we saw before. And that is that even if you hold it, it's Ma'akev, it's not the equivalent of the Hazoya, but we saw before, Eno Bala Kapara is different for Eno Mechaper, so the Ikuv of the Kapara. But the Kapara per se is done by the Hazaya, it's just that if you didn't do the Mitzui, then there's something preventing the kapara from taking place. So therefore, even though the Rambam paskens that mitzui is ma'akev, but that in terms of me'ila, there's no din of mitzui, the din of mitzui is dependent only in the concept of preventing kapara and has absolutely nothing to do with the halacha of me'ila. Shlosha devarim hayta mishameshet mi'lemal. And Shlosha Milamata. Chatata of Hodi Amoran. Hagashot, Dichtivi Gishala Mizbeah. Shire Adam, Dichtivit Kodam Aparish Pocha Yisoda Mizbeah. Milamala, Nizachabayim, Vayayin, Volata of Kishiraba, Bamizrach, my time up. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mipnei, Shekrova, Mi Beta Deshen. Om Rabbi Yochanan, wow, Gore Kamakado Kohan, Shokanim. Because Ilha Kalbo fought your term in Murab and Otsa, and it's very difficult to throw. And pa'amim shakohen zorkan yoter mishloshim ama. It's none. If I show you where the Beit HaDeshen, the Mokom HaDeshen is, and you figure out the two sides of this triangle, when you draw now the diagonal, the hypotenuse, from the point where the Kohen is standing to the other point, which is where the Mokom HaDeshen is, you're going to see it's more than 30 amot. How do I know where it is? Because in this, here we're talking about something else, of course, but Bimon, we'll see where it is. Nata machta shal kesev, yala la rosh mizbeach, pinata gechalim elach ve'elach, v'chatam enama ukalota pnimiyot,
The Yored, he said, this is for the Trumat HaDeshen. He gi al Ritzpa, Magzir Panav Klapei Tzafon. See how you make a left-hand turn, and it's a U-turn. You're now walking back towards the north, which is along Mizracho Shel Kevesh, and you're going along about 10 Amot, and there on the floor is where Tzavart Kachalima Gabi HaRitzpa, about 3 Tvachim away from the Kevesh, and that is the same place. So now that means that the sides of this triangle are 22, because you have the actual kevesh of 16, and an additional 5 that the Kohen is at, because it was 8 amot on either side, minus ama yesod, ama sovev, ama keren. That would be an additional, that would be 21, plus the coin is a little bit away, and you got that extra 3 tefachim. So it's figure approximately 22 amot, and the kevesh itself is 32 amot, and you walk 10 amot back, is another 22 amot on the other end. So that means on the southern end, the edge of the side, on the eastern side, is the south, 22 amot, and on the other end, the northern end, the edge of the side on the west, is also about 22 amot. The hypotenuse is therefore to those two parts, which is now, as we do it, multiply it by 1.4. That comes out to more than 31, if you're really going to include those three tvachim. Well, yes, but mokom gavri lochash. Kol ha'olim la'mizbeach. Where do we get the idea that you should be now on that side? My time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and not walk around. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because the Tzachim Shalai Yitashnu, and the Olat HaOfe could die in the smoke. Raminu Balo Lakit is the Kohen Godo, et HaMizbeach, Me'ayin HaYamatchil Mikeren Dromit Mizrachit, Mizrachit Tzvonit, Tzvonit Maravit, Maravit Dromit, and Notnim Olayin L'Nasech, so how come he doesn't walk up directly there? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, well, obviously the answer is that we're talking about Hakafa Berego. We're not talking about Hakafa holding the Nesachim. Amar Rava, well, obviously, read carefully. The economic, telling Notnim lo Yain the Nasech. There's a Omer lo. There's Notnim lo the Nasech. Shmamina. Ton Rabban, Kolo Olim lo Mizbeach Olim Derech Yamin, the Yordim Derech Smol, which means that you're going up on the eastern side, you're coming down on the western side. Chutz min Ole Leshloshad Varim Alolu, who are Olim Derech Ma'arav, Yordim Derech Ma'arav, which would mean that they're going up to the right? Yordim Derech Yamin. I'm getting mixed up. Derech Yamin. Isn't the whole point that it's Derech Small? Om Ravina, yeah, obviously a mistake. Tani, Small. Rava Amar, no, it means Yamin, except that now it's a reference to the Yamin HaMizbeach. When it says small, there was a reference to the small of the person. Well, make up your mind, though. Idividim is Beach, Idividim is Gavra. No, if that bothers you, Kasha. Chatata of Ketzalayana Setaya Moleket Roshami Mulopa Veinom Abdil, Umazemi Damal Kiram is Beach, Shiore Adamayamit Matseo Yisod, Veinom is Beach of Adama, Vekulo Lokalani. Tonor Abanabi Zami Damba Chatat, that's got to mean Migufa Chatat. Which are connected. But it means Kiram Mizbeach, Lo Akira Kevesh, Lo Akira Echal, Lo Akira Olam. And when we refer to Kir, we mean the Kira Tachton. Really? How do you know? Maybe it's the Kir Elyon. As a matter of fact, it ought to be the Kir Elyon, as a Kal V'chomer. Uma Be'ima She'olata is Lemata. The very fact that it's a chatas makes it lamala. So an oaf where even the olaz lamala. Kol shekein the chatat should be lamala. Talmud lomar vanishar badam yimatzeo yisod hamizbeach, which implies that the mitzui was also on the kir where the shirayim shelo would be mitmatzim liyisod, which would have to be the kir ha-tachton, because if it was done in the kir ha-olyon, then it would hit the yisod. All right, so do it in two steps. Navin miloy, and then come down. Venavin mitatoy, just like you do on the Chatas Behema. Amar Rava, no, you're missing the point. Michtiv yam tzel yisod hamizbeach. Yimatzeiktiv, which is the passive voice, which is mamela.
That means that you don't do it. The blood is going to drip down, meaning even the original blood is going to drip down. So it's got to be on the kiratachton. Omer of Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omer Rab, Ketzad Mokin Chatata Ov. Ochez Gapav B'Shteyatzbot, U'Shtey Raglayim with his other Shteyatzbot, U'Moteach Tzavara Arochav Godla, U'Molka B'Matnita Tanat Sifra Milabar, Ochez Gapav B'Shteyatzbot, U'Shtey Raglayim B'Shteyatzbot, U'Moteach Tzavara Arochav Shteyatzbot, Tav U'Molek. What about Kmitza? What about Chafina? One of the Kasha Mi'avodot that are Kashot B'Migdash. Olatov Ketzad Aitana Aseit, Ala Lakevesh, Pana Lasove, Bola Keren Dromit Mizrachit, assuming there's not too much traffic there, Ayam Aleket Rosha, Mimul Orpa, U'Mavdil, M'matze Damal Kira Mizbeah, Natal Etarosh, V'kif Beit B'likatola Mizbeah, Sofka b'melach, zorka gabi yishim. Now let's get to the goof. He sirat ha-muravet ha-notzavet b'nei ha-me'ayim that are yotzimimah. V'yishlicham l'beit ha-deshen. Then he pulls apart the body, shisa, but not completely, but sort of like a chicken that you're opening for putting in stuffing. V'lo yivdil. If you're mavdil, the body. Now we're not talking about havdolah the rosh from the goof. That's a different issue. Then it's kosher. Sofka b'melach. Zorko Gabayishim, and look, I mean, if you didn't do any of this, Lo Yisir Morah, Lo Notzav, B'nei Ha-Megrayim, Hayotzim Imam, you didn't do the Svig of Imel, it doesn't matter, because Koshi Yishan Shishina, Me'achashim Mitzad Dama, is going to be kosher, because even if you didn't do the Akrova, it would be kosher. Hivdil B'chatat, V'lo Hivdil B'olah, then it's possible, because it's before the Mitzvah. Suppose you were Mamatzeh only the Dama Rosh, and not the Dama Guf. It's possible, because most of the Dam wasn't put on. But if you're Mamatzeh the Dama Guf and not the Dama Rosh, then it's kosher. Chatat Ov Shemol Kasher Lo Lishma. Then it's like the same thing as the Chatat Abeima. So if you do that Shelo Lishma, or you meet Sri Dama Shelo Lishma, or Lishma V'Shelo Lishma, Shelo Lishma V'Lishma, it's possible completely just like Chatat Abeima. But the Olata Ov would still be kosher, except that lo talabal in Hashem kovat. Echad echatato vechad olatov, where you did the malika or the mitzri lechol davashe darkol lechol aktir davashe darkol aktir chutz in the mekom would be possible in bo karet chutz his mana would be pigul vechayavin alav karet as long as bovat shakriva matir kibitzvato. What do we mean by karava matir kibitzvato? Molak b'shtika mitzah dam chutz his mana. Molak chutzizmano mitzadam v'shtika, molak mitzadam chutzizmano, any of those things is karav amatir k'mitzvato in terms of pigol. Ketzad lo karav amatir k'mitzvato, well, if you throw in something else, like chutzimekomo, and then mitzadam chutzizmano, or shemolak even chutzizmano first, and then mitzadam shalom mekomo, or you did everything chutzimekomo, obviously that's not karav amatir k'mitzvato in the anti-world of pigol. Chatata of where you threw in a makshevet of shalol lishma, so you're molik shalol lishma mitzah dam chutzizmano, or you're molik chutzizmano mitzah dam shalol lishma, or you do bod malika mitzah shalol lishma. Obviously, lo karav amatik mitzvato. If the mixture was in terms of what you were going to eat instead of the aveda, so I say lecho kazayit b'chutz and another kazayit lamakar, or kazayit lamakar kazayit b'chutz, or even to be mitzarif a chatzi zayit b'chutz and a chatzi zayit lamakar. Or in the other order, in all of these cases, it may be mitzurav, but in bokarei. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. I say zekhlal. Im makshevet hazman came first, the makshevet hamakom, then it's still pigol. You're chayav karet. Im makshevet hamakom kadma la makshevet hazman, then indeed it's only possible in bokarei. Vechachamim omrim zeveze pasove in bokarei. But we're all agreed that if the makshava was lechol kachatzi zayit or laktir kachatzi zayit, then it's not even mitztaref to make it possible. It remains kosher. She'in achilava haktara mitztarfim.